The Dose of Fat, show number 132 for Friday, January 19th, 2018.
Welcome to the Dose of Fat podcast, where racing and beer try to peacefully coexist with fun. Here's your hosts, Leia and Gomez.
Hi, it's good to be back and fat, because that's my signature line. Over yonder in the uncontrol room is Uncle Krabby Pants.
My pants are actually made from gnomes. So what Leia failed to say there is that she represents racing in the trinity of racing, beer, and fun. But I'm not here to introduce Leia. I'm here to introduce the dyslexic Icelandic, Mr. Spinner T. Ryerson, representing beer. And I'd say it looks like a pale ale to me.
So wait, you get to represent fun?
Ironic, don't you think?
Today's show is brought to you by the irony of the Surly Maloko handlebar.
Steel bars with so many hand positions, you'll want to write a book about Maloko hand yoga and stuff.
Learn more about bikes, parts, and frickin' hand yoga at surlybikes.com. Disclaimer, hand yoga may not be a real thing yet.
What's on the show this week, my slothy Viking beer-drinking friend?
Wait, is it sloth or is it drunkenness? Which sin shall it be?
We'll tell you after.
They go hand in hand.
We'll figure out after the six-pack. We'll tell you.
I'll get there when I get there.
We start the show with the seventh reincarnation of the Surly Lama, Mr. Dan Rasmussen. He's here to share his meditations on the upcoming Surly Mash. We welcome special guest, women's cycling advocate, Duchess Kelsey Walsh.
Duchess of the East.
Duchess of the East, correct. We go to the Fat Bike Radio News Desk and conjure the spirit of Yggdrasil, the tree of life. Life! And the Fat Bike News is sponsored by the Huge Ass Fat Bike Race Series.
So does Yggdrasil come out of the Gomenary? I mean, is that where we got that?
It's from Norse mythology, if you must know.
Yeah, how dare you.
I'm sure I'd find that there.
Today's surprise guest is USA Cycling Fat Bike and National Champion, Amy Stewart. She's going to explain how she'll destroy the rebellion and Princess Leia at the Fat Bike Berkey.
Ruh-roh.
Can you chick a chick? Can you get chicked by a chick?
Can I chick a chick?
Yep, you might be chicked.
She's not a typical chick.
So wait,
she's like a titan.
You're at war with...
She's a tiny titan? She's a half of you?
She is a titan.
So you're at war with Amy and beer?
Yeah.
I mean Spinner at the Fat Bike Brewski? Berkey?
Maybe.
Bikinis?
Yo, shut up, fun.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, it's the event of the week.
You're about to get chicked?
By the Ice Queen.
On Fat Bike Radio Network.
Do you like to bring the funk? Well, the ladies at Funk Hair in Jefferson, Wisconsin know how to bring that funk. Just call Jill or Nancy.
Fucking music.
920-675-0302 and make an appointment for a cut and a blowout. And then get ready to get funk.
She's a brick house.
We're back with the event of the week.
Ever notice that fun is the foundation of funk?
So, direct from the Q mothership, as Spinner mentioned, we have the seventh reincarnation of the Surly Lama, Mr. Dan Rasmussen.
Welcome to the show,
hey.
Dan.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here. Good company here.
So I suppose the first thing we should do is explain the process in which Surly determined that you were indeed the next Surly Lama. As I understand it, a young Trevor Clayton travels to preschools in and around the greater Twin Cities metropolis and conducts tests on children that show an interest in fixed gear tricycles.
Yes, so true. So far, so true.
So there you were, a four-year-old lad in your Garanimals, and Trevor came to you and placed the three holy relics, singulator, a cone wrench, and a 6mm Allen, and that's when the stored memories take over, right?
That's exactly right. It's where it all began. I think that was a good summation of the beginning of it all.
Enough with the Jedi parlor tricks, Gomez. The man is here to talk about the Surly Masher. This is an event, by the way.
Surly Bikes and Surly Brewing present Circus de Mesher.
Awesome. So, guys, I don't know how familiar you are with this event or the history between these two brands, but this is the first time that Surly Bikes and Surly Brewing has ever come together to host an event, anything official like that. And the event is really for Full Cycle. Full Cycle is a shop in Minneapolis that they support youth in terms of, you know, training for experience in life and helping them kind of get out of a homelessness situation that they might find themselves in. Kids can come in and get a new bike, and the folks at Full Cycle show them how to tune that bike and get it set up. And if they do have an interest in biking, they can actually apply for an internship there. It teaches them a lot of life skills, you know, maybe it's their first job, that sort of thing, and can also train them to be a bike mechanic. And certainly, if you know, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be a bike mechanic. Other benefits are just those general life skills, being on time, that sort of stuff. So, and people can actually go in and buy secondhand bikes that are really nice bikes. They do a good job at fixing them up there. So it's a great organization that both Surly Brewing and Surly Bikes love. And so it's all for them, really. And it can be beer, riding, it's winter bike focused. It'll be a great time. So
right up your alley, Spinner.
Yeah, it is. I am planning to go with, I think, Mike McColgan and I are going to go up there and party.
We were talking about the differences between races and events.
Yeah, I'm an event guy.
How much do you
so this
really
is more like in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I beat Leigh on races, but other than that, I just party.
So where are you holding the masher, Dan?
All right, so it's at Surly Brewing over kind of right on the border of Minneapolis and St. Paul, just off of University Avenue, right by the University of Minnesota campus is where their amazingly awesome new and huge brewery is located. So
cool.
Perfect spot for it. Mm-hmm.
So what can people expect when they plan to attend?
Well, it's an outdoor winter event, and that's by design. We want to embrace the cold and, you know, and fat bikes specifically with the time of year. Obviously, a lot of people are out riding those right now. So come there expecting awesome beer to drink, sweet bikes to ride. We're going to have a full lineup of demo bikes there. We encourage people to bike to the event. DJs on hand,
wow.
Tons of awesome raffle prizes, that sort of stuff. We actually created a specific masher bike here, so really cool thing. Surly Wednesday, we have some sunrise bars on there, single speed. It's a super rad, fun bike, really awesome. Like, you look at it and you're like, damn it, that looks fun. So that's going to be down there. If you come on down, you can get in the raffle. We're giving that away on the spot. So some lucky person is going to walk away with that.
So you don't have to race to win it. You can just
You show up and
yeah.
What size is it?
Anyone gets a chance.
What size is it?
I believe it's a medium frame.
Yes. If you win it, can I have it?
Yeah, I'm too little.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Well, is there going to be a fire? Do you guys have a fire outside there?
Yeah, we got fire barrels. Bonfires, there's a whole bunch of fires dispersed throughout, so it'll be no matter where you're at, there's a heated tent there, so
cool.
If it's really cold for the people who aren't down with that, they can go take refuge. But for the real hardcores out there, I mean, embrace the cold. And you know, it's Minnesota and it's February, so it could be, you know, 40 degrees or 30 below, so
right.
You know, come prepared. But we're all about the winter stuff. So,
how many people you think are going to show up for this?
Hopefully thousands. No. But,
if you like bikes and beer.
Yeah, you know what? It's going to be winter dependent. I think there's a lot of people. It doesn't matter how cold or how warm it is. They're going to be there. Support a great cause and two great brands.
And Minneapolis has a rich cycling culture. And they embrace, you know, obviously mm-hmm. embrace riding all year long. So.
Right.
I think that my guess would be 302.
That's
302
that's your
is the
call?
Answer, Leah.
All right. I'm sure, yeah.
So
I'll be there. Chewy will be there.
One last thing. When's the date? What's the date of
yeah.
this thing?
Okay, so it's Sunday, February 11th, and it's from noon to 4 p.m.
That's the weekend after Super Bowl. That would be a mess if it was. Nice yeah. Party. Okay.
And Super Bowl.
And Super Bowl.
So this will be the Super Bowl.
We'll have all of the pertinent information in the show notes, or you can visit surlymasher.com to get all the decal. Details. But if you want decals.
Show up at the event. We'll have decals.
And yes. If someone can't show up to the event,
stickers.
How can they donate or support Full Cycle?
Go to surlymasher.com. On there, you can purchase some cool. We have a sweet little product prize pack, a masher bundle, actually, is what it's called. So these proceeds are going to go to Full Cycle. And what you get here for $49, you get a awesome can kind of thermos thing, so it keeps your beer cold, some socks, a buff type thing. It's really sweet. So this is all, it features Surly Bikes and Surly Brewing logos, pretty much the only place you can find that. So go to surlymasher.com and pick up a masher bundle, and you can actually submit and be entered in for the drawing, even if you're not there. So,
ooh.
Yeah. So, if you
yeah,
like
buddy.
Brands, you like that? Do it.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming on the show to plug your new event there. So, tell us what you're working on next. Tell us where we're going to go for Juicy Lucy's. When we come up for the frost bike,
see well, what I think there. You got to go over to St. Paul for that. Go to the Nook; they're the best ones. There's a lot of people like Matt's Bar, people like 5-8 Club, but the Nook over in St. Paul is that's the best one. So,
all right,
bar none. Go over there, get it. Get the Nookie Supreme, though; it's even better burger.
Nookie Supreme.
And what's next for you, Surly Llama?
Well, I got to keep some of the stuff behind the curtains, but I promise we do have a couple new bikes about to launch here in the next few weeks. So I think they are going to be awesome. The bikes are sweet. Can't wait to really unveil those. So new stuff to come in the very near future, though. So stay tuned.
Well, you heard that here.
I've been right Jones in for the Pugsley. I hope you're in Pugsley.
Well, thanks for being so polite.
Everybody, go ahead.
Everybody says that. I don't know. You guys got to be patient. We might bring it back one day. We might not, but we got other stuff in the works, too.
Such a tease. Okay.
Spinner's turning red over there about that. His face is like, I'm not kidding. You can see it, can't you, Kelsey? He's totally red in the face about the Pugsley. Come on, bring on the Pug.
My first fat bike is my favorite fat bike.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
and I'm on my fourth one. I broke a few.
Spinner,
that's not supposed to happen, damn it.
Spinner has challenged Leia to a race at the Fat Bike Berkey, where Spinner is going to race his single speed, full albino, snow white pugs with white tires and white everything against Leia, who won the women's Fat Bike Berkey last year and is quite fast. Just ask her.
And he's going to do it after drinking three.
And she's my typical beer. I mean, yeah. You only beat me last year because I was not
Jaeger
a big fat
bombs
dummy. That's
right. Right before the race.
Jaeger bombs.
And now we're bringing in USA Cycling Fat Bike National Champion Amy Stewart into a three-way race challenge later in the show.
We got to get somebody on a big fat dummy. That's what I want to see.
I did that last year.
Spinner raced it in a big fat dummy with a 30-pack of Miller High Life in the cargo area last year.
Last year, but it was so cold they were freezing by the time.
I'm surprised, being the seventh reincarnation of the Surly Llama, that you didn't instinctively know that.
Yeah,
but
you'll learn to hate me. You'll learn to hate me.
quit talking about our shit, you dumbass.
Well,
thanks for being
that,
on the show, Dan. Yeah. You were great. You were polite and very nice smelling.
Well, it was the first time we met, so I got to be polite. Don't expect the same the next time. Sorry.
Oh, been warned.
No. Thanks for having me on, guys. Looking forward to it. Check out the surlymasher.com, and then also I'll be checking out the results of the Fat Bike Berkey to see who wins there.
Uh-huh. You betcha.
All right, thanks,
Dan.
Have
a good one, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
That was Dan, the seventh reincarnation of the Surly Llama.
We'll be right back with our special guest, Duchess Kelsey Walsh, after a word from our sponsors.
Duchess of the East!
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands. Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yo, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also. So you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension? We have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ZionCycler.com.
Please welcome to the radio program the Duchess of the East, Kelsey Walsh.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So tell us about your role regarding women's cycling advocacy.
Yeah, absolutely. I help out with different rides, teaching women bike skills and handling, and just taking them on a ride to build community amongst women in the cycling realm.
Do you teach mountain bike skills as well as like road and everything else?
Yes, I'm definitely not qualified to teach anything road related.
Okay, good.
Learned how to pace line this year. That was new.
I know a couple people who could use some skills work.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to teach me some
spinners,
things before the break.
Yeah.
Crash
women
lot.
Identifying.
Oh, yeah. I'm not allowed. We'll get into that. But
I've only broken three helmets this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many bikes have you broke? Welcome to my world. Yeah. So how did you get a campsite named after you at Levis? Ice Queen's offended. Do we?
A gentleman wouldn't ask and a lady wouldn't tell.
Okay.
Damn it.
Okay, there you go. We'll leave it at that.
She'll tell me
so
later.
So how many? You're not,
go to my
you're not getting
blog
a camper.
And you can find out.
Steve Moret, if you're listening, do not give Leia a campsite. Do not do it.
Or Spinner.
Whatever it takes.
No.
Didn't she already learn that she's getting a trail?
She's not getting a trail.
No.
That's not happening either.
So needy.
So how many women's groups are you a part of? I know there's, you know, the Trek advocacy. There's a bunch around, and it's really like kind of blown up this last couple of years. You see a lot of women's advocacy cycling groups, and you're like part of all of them.
Absolutely. So I run a Trek women's specific program in Madison. In addition, I have helped out historically with the Bell Joy Rides, and they're a very inclusive group. The Trek women's group, we've done a little bit of everything. This coming year, we're going to be partnering up with CORP, our trail building group. And so
it's Capital Off-Road Pathfinders here in Madison, the YIMBA chapter, right?
Yep absolutely. And
love them.
They're cool.
They are amazing.
Cool. Okay. And you also did some high school stuff?
Yes, I helped out with the NICA program, specifically the Sun Prairie team I attached to this year. It was pretty awesome. There was one race where I did help out with a female-specific high school-aged females clinic with Emily Batty. It was pretty exciting.
Cool. Everybody knows who she is. So the other thing, I occasionally see you at Mountain Bike Patrol. So you do that as well?
Indeed. I also helped stitching kids up or giving them a Band-Aid or telling them maybe they should drop the race or just keep going.
You encourage kids?
Suck it up.
Yeah. Suck it up or get out of here, kid. So, yeah, you bust out the nursing skills in those?
Indeed.
Cool.
Here's a Band-Aid. Now get rolling. Yeah.
Rub some dirt in there. Get out of here.
Now you know you've been riding.
So help a dude like me. So help me understand, women's advocacy in cycling is important. We talked a little bit about, you know, when you're typically on a ride and it's, you know, a bunch of dudes and one guy's going faster and the next guy goes faster and pretty soon it's not fun for everybody. So
fun for some.
Fun for some. Yeah, for like two out of the – yeah. Right. So, yeah, women's advocacy and what you're doing in Madison. So kind of where the idea came from and you know, how you're helping people out. What is the need there?
Sure, absolutely. So it's not so much to create a different environment for women. Certainly women are more than able to be included in many environments. It's mostly to create a beginner-friendly, accessible environment amongst females and also to create a community amongst them. Generally, we are outnumbered, so getting to know different people and getting to learn upon different people's skill sets and just developing as a person and as a rider is pretty exciting.
It's really important because a lot of us just started because a boyfriend said, "Hey, you're athletic. Here's a bike. Let's go." and you got no idea what you're doing, and you're going down rocks, and you're terrified, and it's just, no, you don't just go. And I found that the learning curve is so long because there hasn't been an opportunity to be taught the basic skills. So it's really great that this is going on. I highly suggest, you know, if you're anywhere near Southwest Wisconsin, to come and check some of these out. I also have a Facebook page called the Shred Sisters. Yeah, it's all a bunch of mountain bike chicks, you know, just sharing, you know, our grievances or, you know, our successes or questions. Like, one of the things I didn't learn until my fifth year was that you don't wear underwear under your your bibs, right?
You don't?
Yeah.
No, it's, like, I was...
You do?
I was hanging out with a bunch of chicks.
I don't wear bibs.
And it came up, and I was like, yeah. Like,
how did that come up?
You know, talk about some things. And everyone just started laughing. I was like, what? You guys don't wear undies under your... You do? You know, basic things like that. No, I didn't know.
Because like
there
weren't,
there's not a lot of women to learn from.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
I learned something today, too. I get some bibs.
How many ladies are typically coming out to these events?
It can really be variable. Some of them have been firmly capped at 50 riders, which is at least that many have showed up. Not to publicly say this, but I always tell people to go either way and we'll find room for you somewhere. Down to, you know, maybe it rained that day. People weren't sure if it was going on. Generally, there's, you know, good post reference, but, you know, maybe three people show up. So somewhere in the middle is usually where it plays out. I would say between 20 to 30 is a pretty safe number to
Where's someone going to find all the information on these rides?
Yep, so there's a Facebook for, so the Trek-specific program is on Facebook at Trek Women Madison. The Bell Joyride is on Facebook at Bell Joyride Madison, Wisconsin.
But that's a national program, right? So
it
it's
is.
Not just in Madison.
Yep. So there's different Trek advocates. Also in Madison, we have a Live Cycling advocate as well as a specialized advocate. The best place, if you live in Madison, to go is the Women in Bikes Madison group, alternately. So the different Bell Joy rides, I believe there's about 15 or so of them. And there's about 50 to 60 Trek Women Cycling Advocates. So,
cool.
Wow.
Kelsey, do you think you could take the specialized Trek Women's Ambassador in wrestling or...
Definitely not. I would
wrestle.
Put my money on her.
Really?
Yeah. How about in beer pounding?
How about dwarf cycling? Dwarf cycling death race.
Dwarf cycling? I think I could give her a run for her money.
There you go.
How about frisbee golf?
I think that would be a toss. I mean, if there was like a bracket system, I think that would be a fair round.
So can you help me? So I just want to expand a little bit. So it's not just women cycling, because the last event I saw on Facebook expanded to invite transgender riders or anybody who does not identify as male. So I was trying to think, I identify as male, I can't go. But can you talk a little bit about what that means and where the idea came from?
Absolutely. So more progressive female events, kind of a by women for women type of environment, have a started including the abbreviation WTF, women trans femme. So anyone female identifying is welcome to, or gender non-binary is welcome to attach to those in similarly an inclusive environment with an inclusive mindset.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Those are big words. Non-binary. I'm like, okay.
Can we find that in the Gomenary?
I don't know if that's in the Gomenary.
No headphones.
Yeah. No habla.
I drifted off there in Gomez land.
You guys want to hear a story about Gomez?
That one time that trail was
I don't know any
him.
Good stuff. I wasn't around in the 70s. I heard there was a... Anyways.
He could bring the funk.
He can bring the funk. All right. Well, thanks, Kelsey. Good to know. Any other questions from?
I don't know. I mean, is there anything else you wanted to add?
Just that I think it's really fun. Similarly to what you were saying earlier, when I started riding, I did not start with a boyfriend, which I think counted against me because I had nobody to tell me the basics of how to lock your fork out, or you've been riding with a locked out fork for 2 months. So that was a learning curve for me. And I think that just having that community of women who are doing something and also accessible to women who are new to something or interested in learning is really exciting and important.
Cool. Kelsey, do you have any upcoming events in the Madison area?
Yep. You can check out the Facebook for Bell Joyride as well as the Trek Women's Group. We're solidifying our final dates for the Trek Women's Group. The Bell Joyride, though, does have a beginner accessible monthly ride, and their first ride is going to be in January.
Very good.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Kelsey. Let's pause for station identification.
You're listening to Fat Bike Radio.
The news is brought to you by the Huge Ass Race Series, Wisconsin's best fat bike party. I mean, race series. Hammerschlagen, live DJ, ice cold beer, and bar to nostril winter race action. Visit hugeass.bike to get in on the fun.
I'm Leia, down for nap. I drank caffeine today. I'm good to go, right? Usually by the end of these shows, I'm like, I've had enough bike talk.
I'm going to bring you a Four Loko.
All right, so this week's news takes us to the wild frontier town of Salt Lake City to talk to my girl and my bestie, Miss Amy Stewart, national fat bike champion. How you doing, lady?
I'm doing well. How are you, Leah?
Real good. So what I want to know, and we all want to know, is how did this race go this weekend? You were up in Jasper?
Jasper, yeah. So Jasper is kind of near Calgary and Edmonton in Alberta, for those of you who don't know, maybe. I didn't know, so I feel like explaining that first. It's the coldest place I've ever been. The first few days I was there, it was in like the negative 20s to negative 30s.
Oh, my gosh.
Air temperature? Is that wind chill? Wow.
Did your face freeze off?
Literally got frostbite on my face.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
Girl, I don't know about all that.
Well, you know, rule five, right?
Rule five.
Harden the F up. So, rode a couple of days in that negative 30 temperature, did this short track race in that. That race I flatted and got to do a nice little jog with my bike to the finish. No quitting when you're up there, I guess. And then the race, the endurance cross country race was 50K. It ended up being a little shorter than that, but it was a balmy 16 degrees. It was wonderful. And to me, 16 degrees is really, really cold. But after 4 days of negative 30-ish, I was super excited. Started in the dark, and I didn't have lights.
In the dark? Really, what time did it start?
Well, it started at 8 a.m., but it doesn't really get light there until about 8:30, sometimes 9, depending on the cloud cover.
Wow.
Now, don't these guys want more people to come to this race?
Yeah.
Like, wasn't that the point of flying you there?
I thought it was really fun.
It's dark
fun.
And cold. I'm not going.
And I'll tell you, the reason they start at 8 a.m. is that they barely have 8 hours of sunlight. And so if you're doing a 50K and you get more people there, you know, I think that the people who were winning the C group were taking close to 6 hours. So that's, you know, that was the podium for the C's. What about the rest of them, right? So you got to start early so that it gives people time to finish before it gets dark again. But I don't know. I think I looked down the first time I looked at my Garmin, I was like 36 minutes in before I could really actually see my Garmin. But that was really fun.
Were you guys in single track?
Yeah. So there was about maybe a 10K single track loop that was a little rolly. You would have loved it. It was not really very groomed. It was just groomed by people riding through it. So it was a little bit technical. Jasper doesn't really have any snow right now. I mean, maybe like an inch or two on the ground. So what was there had already been packed down. It was a little icy, but then they got a little bit of snow the night before. So that made it really fun. And then after you finished that loop, you went out and you did an out and back, which, Leia, I know you would love the most because it was like a 6-mile climb.
Oh, yeah, I love
and
that.
And then a 6-mile descent. I know you love that.
Thanks. Can we get some elevation there, too? Can I start at like 8,000 feet?
Oh, no. I mean, it's like 3,000 feet up there. But
Amy's working
1,100.
The double reverse psychology on you right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, she's, right. She's messing with you.
I go to Park City and she takes me on a ride, and her and these newbies are start rolling away, and I'm like, can't breathe.
Welcome to Utah.
Yeah. How's that sea level feel?
Right. So there's an out and back climb, and then you do the loop again, and then you have another, like, I don't know, couple K into town. What ended up happening in my race was that there was a little bit of a little course marking
hiccup?
Issue. And, yeah, small hiccup. And there was a girl in front of me, and she ended up going past the turnaround point. And I got to the turnaround point right as the guy who was supposed to be turning people around got there as well. His snowmobile died. And he ended up having to take an e-fat bike and, like, sprinting up the hill to catch people. And he caught 90% or more of the people, right? And nobody really seemed to get too flustered about it. But the girl in front of me was pretty unhappy, rightfully so. You know, she had a little bit of a lead. I could see her on the climb, but I never could catch her. Anyway, so I stopped.
Well, and there was good money on the line.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, what was the winner? What did the winner?
Yeah. It's $5,000 purse, so first place Ooh. Each group got $1,500 Canadian.
Seven bucks American, or what is that? How's that
it's like $1,200 American.
Oh, okay.
American. US dollars.
Hey there.
Anyway, so I stop and I'm like, I'm gonna practice some good sportsmanship here, and you know. Let her come back down and then give her another minute or two.
Well played.
Right. So, yeah, I thought it was a good idea. Yeah.
Leah would not have done
I would
that.
Not have done that.
Yeah, that was
I
nice
know
idea.
You wouldn't have, though.
You would do it for Amy, though, wouldn't you?
I would do it for Amy.
Bullshit.
As I threw a snowball
so
at her.
Right. The girl who was in third ended up catching me. And, you know, I said, hey, I've been waiting here for 3 or 4 minutes, you know, while that girl came back down and then waited for her. And that girl, she is really good descender and really good in the single track, you know. And she ended up not waiting quite as long as I did because the guy told her to go. And she went and she caught me, obviously, a lot sooner than I thought she was going to. And she said, you know what, I didn't wait for you. I'm just going to ride behind you and ride neutral. So it ended up that, you know, we pretty much just rode the rest of the way in, together. And then the girl, she really didn't make up any more time on me. She was about 2 minutes ahead. So, she was first, I got second, Emma Marnin. Huge shout out to her. She practiced some really amazing sportsmanship as well in that race. So she ended up third.
Cool.
How many people came out for this race total?
I think about 80. There were two distances. There was the approximately 50K and approximately 20K. Lots of new racers out there, which was really cool.
A lot of beginners.
It was a great course for it because, you know, it was like, it was pretty solid and so beautiful. It's got to be the most beautiful place I've ever been, and I like to think I live in a pretty beautiful place.
Do you think you'd want to go back for this one? I'm just, you know, like, what is it about it that would make someone want to take the trip up there?
I'm definitely going back as long as I don't have any work issues or anything like that. It's a long trip up there for sure, even if you fly, but especially if you're me and you get your passport taken away on re-entry into the United States.
There you go.
How can I catch a break,
I'm going to go as long as my parole officer says it's okay.
You can't go. Your name is Gomez. No, you're never getting back in that country.
Right. Nothing like that. But,
so what's the name of this race? specifically?
It is. It's the Jasper National Park race of the Frosty the Fat Bike race series.
And the Frosty the Fat Bike race series is a big deal. That's your area's high end
major fat bike series.
Fat bike race.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, we had another race next weekend, but we have no snow here, and so they've had to cancel it.
Mm.
And not a lot of snow in the foreseeable future.
That sucks. But we just got snow here like yesterday.
Yeah, it snowed here.
But we've had the same problem around here, is that we just haven't had a lot of snow.
If you're a whiner, if you whine about the weather, if you're one of those.
I'm not really whining. It was about 50 degrees here today, and I was walking my dog in short sleeves.
Mm.
So I mentioned your secret weapon that you don't know about yet, but you know, about four or five years ago,
to find out what my your
husband Chris won a fat bike from us, and
I know,
and it was a fat bike from this company called the State Bicycle Company. And it was a single speed, weighed about 45 pounds. Literally, each tire weighed like 6 pounds. So I'm figuring that while Leia is out riding hill repeats on her 23-pound bear grease, you're just rocking that thing.
At zero feet.
Yeah, she's weight training.
All day, every day, That's my secret
She's
weapon, you guys.
She's up at 10,000
feet. No longer a secret.
Yeah. Oh, and it's like a pink and brown Neapolitan ice cream kind of color, too.
It's really beautiful, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a work of art.
And it's a single speed. Is it a single speed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So are you aware of the spinner and Leia? Did Leia, you know...
I didn't fill her in yet, I don't think.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a little... This Z spinner, she is not taking you seriously because she did not share with the national champion. You're not even on the training horizon. So let me just fill you in, Amy.
Yeah.
Leia and Spinner have a challenge going for the Berkey. The Spinner is going to race his single-speed Pugsley against Leia. And they haven't quite come up with – I think that we're going to ask the people who let us use their studio free for $1,000 for prize money.
Yeah, we need a big check. Can I have one of your gigantic checks?
We want a big check.
Yeah, we want a big one.
Maybe –
If
you
I win,
should
you
get
pay
in
for
on this
all
because
my race
entry
fees.
I think it's easy money.
For 2018.
I'll pay for all the beer you drank. I got 10 bucks in my pocket. Yeah, we'll do that. No, but we did the Berkey last year, and I
laughed him.
I do remember that. Yeah, because I was riding a big fat dummy with beers in it. So I probably had like a 60 to 70 pound bike, and I remember you coming by and smiling as you went up the hill. And then,
so how do I get in on this bet?
That's what we're talking about. Yes.
See, easy money, Amy. Yeah.
You're coming to Hayward, right? Are you coming up there, Cable?
I am.
All
yeah.
Right. Okay. So you have to wear a Viking costume. And then...
Oh.
The rules are changing.
Are they changing?
It's an ever evolving target right now.
And you have to race the 45 pounder.
We only have one more show before the Berkey, though.
We do, yeah.
So.
Gotta start training for this. But
And I think that show, I love the cat out of the bag, I think that's gonna be the fabulous Nomies. The 2018 Nomies.
So Nomi Awards?
Yeah, so tuxes and you wear a tux or
you have do you have gnomes in Utah? Are there gnomes in Utah?
No. I'm pretty sure we don't have those. You mean like garden gnomes?
There's gnomes all over Wisconsin. Gomez sees them
all
the time.
They're in all the trails.
Gnomes
we'll,
do more
we'll
than just garden.
Bring you one to take home.
Yeah.
They mine.
No,
they fish.
You do. Can we put that as part of the bet? Like if I win, I get to take a gnome home?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Oh. There might have to be a figure eight death cycle dwarf race after the event.
I know that FatBike.com will award the winner of this bet with 20,000 gnome blessings. So you got that on the table.
And a pair of socks.
I'm going to say, is FatBike.com hosting the awards again or no? Are we doing it?
The awards had Berkey or the Nomies?
Well, there might have to be a figure eight three-way death cycle You know, after at the event at the awards, I'm wondering if that needs to
all
be
right.
The
maybe
decider.
It's maybe some sort of course with Dwarf Skull Death Race bikes.
Yeah,
in the sawmill,
in the sawmill saloon,
in the saw, fireworks. The sawmill.
Perfect. Yeah.
Well, that'd be great because by then Amy's going to be having to leave. Her head's going
to
be knocking the table.
I have a lot of luck at the sawmill.
She got a thing for that whiskey.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. She had to get carted out.
No kidding.
Honey.
They just let me sleep under the table.
Out. Honey, we gotta go.
Yeah.
We gotta go right
Yeah,
now.
Your high elevation training doesn't mean shit when you're doing Wisconsin drinking.
And touche. There goes Leah working her double reverse psychology on Amy.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a taste of that elevation drinking, man. I had two beers in Park City.
Yeah, do we really want to go into
it
this?
It was lights out for Leia.
Hey, yeah, let's hear about this.
Ryan's trying to get me
I've never
home.
Seen
I'm
her
like,
drink.
I'm staying out.
He she was had so one pissed. Spotted cow.
He
one
almost
time.
Flew home without me.
Don't blame
Before
the guy.
Went out, she had two 11% bombers.
Oh, at 8,000 feet?
They were so good.
So good. I think that the car trip into town was the best part, though.
Oh God, with the strobe light in the car.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
Yeah, it's gonna be a party. I just can't wait till the race is over.
And you guys didn't even talk about Fat Nats. You
oh,
jumped
yeah,
right to
yeah.
Berkey.
You got a okay. So,
oh, so
are
USA
you going
Cycling
to,
Fat Nats,
right?
Yeah. USA Cycling Fat Nats, because most people still think that Berkey's a fat national, but USA Cycling has their own version, right?
Right, okay. Right in Michigan,
right.
And you've won it, right? So uh-huh. You get to wear the stars and stripes, and you're looking
yep.
to go back to defend. Are you going to be there
That's
again?
My plan. I am. I'm signed up. I got tickets. I'm ready to go.
So whose picture do you got in front of your trainer?
Yours.
Oh shit.
What? They put pictures
I'm not going
of somebody?
To that
like the picture of a back of her,
I
like you're trying
not.
To catch her? How does this work? What do you have in front of your trainer, Leah?
Amy's.
Do you? Alright.
Jenna Reinhardt.
It's on
Kaya Anderson. Emily Batty.
Yeah, I saw a picture of Jenna Reinhardt riding her bike somewhere in Arizona.
Oh, she's
riding a
training.
Road bike.
Yeah, she's back.
Are you guys all friends? You guys all friends?
I don't know.
Kinda,
I don't
like,
know her. I just follow
there's
her.
There's
Leah,
Amy,
she's
Emily,
super
you guys
fast.
All just like, I like you, but I want to beat you.
Yeah,
frenemies.
Man.
Frenemies? Ah, the frenemies in the
elitist. The more we like each other,
the elite
faster
level of the
we go.
Cycling. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I don't know where Spinner fits in here with his double reverse psychology.
That's not working. Yeah, that's scary. I have a picture of Leah in front of my trainer. I think.
I think he's scared. I think it's the first time I've seen him scared.
No, well, okay. I wish there would be some sort of drinking contest to go along with this race so that I had
well,
a chance.
Well, okay, we're going to have the sawmill
okay.
drink off afterwards.
Perfect.
Yeah, and me and Amy are going to throw down, and that'll be the second time you lost that day.
You're going to drink
We're
going to
drink
me?
You under the table.
The two of you?
I'm gonna keep practicing that elevation.
I will make
drinking.
This bet right now. I will outdrink the both of you together, combined.
So yeah, okay.
You can have Gomez in there too.
This sounds
because he doesn't drink.
This sounds just like every time I go to a bar. I'll outdrink.
Yeah. So for
you.
Every drink we drink,
have you seen me drink?
You have to do too.
Have you seen me drink? Have you seen? This is just during this.
This show's
dead Amy, are
soldiers.
You a drinker?
I try.
Okay. I am
I
a drinker,
love,
and I'm saying
drink.
That as a resident of Wisconsin. Are you sure about this?
Yeah, I'm not really getting too excited about this part of the contest because I know it's going to end up pretty ugly for me.
That's why we have men
mm-hmm.
to drive us home.
Right.
You can actually stay at the sawmill.
Coming,
they have cabins right and
oh
rooms right at the sawmill.
Right behind there, that's where I'm staying.
That's a good choice for
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll roll you over there after.
The funny story, the last time I did, there's two beds, and me and this other dude, I thought there was four people in the room. There was only two of us, and me and this dude slept in the same bed, and then we woke up in the morning, there's nobody in the other bed. So that's a sawmill story for you. So it was like, hey, there's nobody else in here. It's just two of us in one bed. And somebody popped their head in. You guys ready to go? What are you guys doing?
So are you joining that transgender ride?
No. I am not allowed. Apparently I identify as male, so I'm not allowed. I got told several times.
All right, Amy. Thanks for coming on.
We'll see you in a little over a month.
At the
end of February at Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
Over there in Grand Rapids. Not a golf course this year.
Do they have snow?
Wait, what?
It's not a golf course this year.
Is it on single track?
It's at Cannonsdale Ski Area, so it's a pretty well used mountain bike venue. But there'll be a lot more elevation, and there'll be groomed trail, and there'll be snow. This year they're getting killed with snow because we have winter this year.
At least somebody is.
Yeah, lake effect.
Yeah,
I hate to take credit for everything, but.
The Gomez Lake effect.
Indeed.
Depending on where you're at, that's a very different thing.
Hey now.
All right.
All right, Amy. Thanks for being on the show.
Right. Thanks for coming on. Yeah. Good luck.
Thanks for having me.
But not really.
You're the best guest all night.
Best ever.
Yeah,
we need to interview more of your friends.
No. We had two others. So you,
oh, good.
Yeah,
you beat two other guests. You're a champion.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love being a winner.
And I like anybody who is also trying to beat Leia. we're in the Beat Leia Club. Maybe we should make t-shirts.
Beat Leia Club.
Yeah.
Me and you.
All right.
Wait, do I have to get my own Viking costume?
I'll bring you one. I'll bring an extra. What size are you? Probably doesn't fit.
It's part of the fun, though, is to,
she's like Xena size.
Pick out your regalia.
I
might have to just make this happen on my own.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I can do that.
Cool.
All right, guys.
Good talking to you. We'll see you later.
Yeah. Thanks. Bye.
Bye, Amy.
Our show this evening has been brought to you by the Bikes, Parts, and Chaos of Surly Bikes. Learn more at surlybikes.com.
Check us out on Instagram at fatbike.com.
Till then, sweet dreams, bitches.
I'm Ambrose the Quest Vate, the fire of the Papa Costume with Huge Skin News.